Like to what?
I like to make fun of you.
That's weird. That's a weird thing. The way you said that was weird. It's kind of creepy.
I want to throw baloney at you.
Boo, 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 boo. Shh. Static. Bong. Everybody, what mistakes is Bob? Oh, jeez. Miles.
Miles.
Oh, I got to spin you around here. I think I got... Say that again, Miles.
Miles.
There
we go.
There's Miles. All right. I'm at a hotel tonight, and so we're kind of do a stripped-down version of the show because I'm at a hotel, so...
Bob's waiting for his escort to show up.
That's
so
right. I'm waiting for... Velvet to show up. As soon as he or she arrives, we'll have to stop recording. But
you don't know; it's a surprise. It's a,
that's right. I just spun the wheel. You know what I'm saying? That's all I said.
It's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's good.
So, anyway, I'm actually working. I'm at a hotel for work, so sorry. Not that means that Velvet's not coming over. I'm just saying that.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, doesn't mean that we're not watching a few in-room movies right about now.
Yeah. Well, you got the internet. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, who needs that anymore? Yeah.
That's right. I got internet, high-speed internet.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I believe high-speed internet is actually reducing the time to orgasm for men. There's like a bell curve, you know. So
yeah.
There's not. That's why they got all these commercials for you to stay longer or whatever, because you know everybody's gotten. You practically open a browser and you come and that's the end of it. So.
Wow. Well, I pretty much ruined that whole thing. Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway,
yeah.
So, but I was on vacation recently, and I went up to Maine and parts northeast. I was not in the New Jersey area, so I didn't get to go visit any of our New Jersey friends there. But
you and Velvet driving around.
Yeah, me and Velvet. No, me and my son went on a little trip. I'm trying to be like Miles Tidal and, you know, go on these father-son type trips like you do.
Was it just you two?
Yeah, it was just us.
Oh, okay. I thought your whole family were.
No, just me and my son.
Oh, well, that changes everything. Yeah, now you can tell the cool stuff. Yeah. Hey, fireworks. Yeah, hell yeah, we're stopping. Hell yeah.
There were fireworks up there. I was like, wow, this is like Missouri.
You can't go to fireworks without mom there, man.
So, yeah. Well, you know, come on. We were in New Hampshire. You know what the state slogan of New Hampshire is, don't you?
Live long and prosper or something?
Well, live free or die.
Live free or die. What was it? Well, yeah, I was close. Live free or die.
Yeah, I was close. So, yeah, we stopped in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you happen to be in Portsmouth, there's a museum there called, well, it's not actually not, the museum's not called that, but it's for the USS Albacore, which
that's,
is a submarine. That's right. So we actually went and saw, you got to tour the Albacore.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I want to tell you. That you would not enjoy probably going on the Albacore.
You have to be pretty slim.
I was going to say, you can't be tall and fat like I am and make it through the Albacore unscathed. So.
you'd have to be more of like a, well, okay, this is not a put down because I could not put him down, but more of a smidge.
Yes, probably. Well, Smidge is kind of tall, though, isn't he?
But he is tall, that's true. I try to think everyone that knows short and skinny. I don't even know anyone that's short and skinny.
Yeah, exactly. But you, short and skinny is what you want to be. So we did the tour of the albacore, which is really fascinating. It's a fascinating thing. I don't know if folks know, but Miles is really a history kind of nut, or at least he has been in the past. Maybe he's not right now. I don't know, Miles. Are you still not the history guy or what?
I just corrected a radio broadcaster last week on something he misreported, matter of fact.
So yes, oh, really? Okay, so you're still there, right?
Oh, I beat his ass for I beat his ass.
Would you want to elaborate or no?
No, he was saying no. I don't want to take away from your story, but you know, the guy was like, the president has just donated his salary back to the Park Service and kind of just said, you know, hey, donate it. And that's, you know, the guy's like, well, that's the first time that's ever happened, and you know, president's ever done that.
Yeah.
And I said, no, Hoover did it during the Depression.
Oh, really? Hoover did it as well, huh?
And then he said, he actually Googled it, and he goes, yeah, and Kennedy did it. So I'm like, oh, well, there you go. Boom.
Oh, Kennedy did it as well?
Yeah, well, I know, yeah, to some form of government, like, gave it back in some way, you know.
Oh, so. Gotcha.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. That's fascinating. I didn't realize that, so.
Yes.
The, but anyway, the albacore was really quite a, if you're there in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you know, swing by. It's a fascinating, you don't get to go on these things normally. It's an old sub, right? So it's not like a nuclear sub or anything like that. But
right.
It was an experimental sub that was, at one point, the fastest submarine ever.
Wow.
That underwater, cruising underwater. And they used it basically to help design the subs that you have today, so...
Yeah.
And it's in dry dock there in Portsmouth, and you can go on it and take a look around. There was 50 people on this thing, and I'm telling you, it really, I was too much for it, to be honest with you. So
you're like 10 people on it.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're like, pump up the hydraulics on the left side. The fat guy's walking through the bilge or whatever, the bulkhead. Yeah, there was two bathrooms, thank goodness, I suppose, but very tight quarters, extremely tight quarters. So that was fascinating. I enjoyed that. It was kind of a kooky kind of thing, but it was fun.
Yeah, you know, I've heard of that ship, but man, I know what you just said about it. I'm like, man, there's something about that ship.
Yeah, it was the fastest submarine. According to the literature there, they still haven't disclosed how fast it goes underwater.
Really?
Yeah, it's still classified.
Wow.
So I don't know how fast it goes, but it was it was the fastest for sure. Nobody's talking about it, so. So it was that was our first cool stop on this adventure. And then probably the next one that was we've stopped to a bunch of places. I'm just giving you the highlights here. But we went to the International Cryptozoology Museum in Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to look that up, it's really quite fascinating. Probably one of the more fascinating things to me about it is not the Bigfoot, the life-sized, or if you believe in it, life-sized carving of Bigfoot out front out of wood. But the fact that that you walk through Big J's chicken shack in order to get to it.
What?
So yeah, they're down on the waterfront in this building that's being renovated. It's really quite quite a spectacular old like wharf building that they're redoing. You know, it's kind of hip.
Oh.
It's kind of a hipsterish kind of place. Like there's a wine place and there's like clubs and everything, but it's kind of like got two sides to it. So one side kind of is the finished hipster side and the other side is just kind of like the back. I don't know, it's just the back of it. But anyway, in order to get to the crypto museum, you can go from the front side through Big J's chicken shack and you walk around like you're going to go to the bathroom there. And just past the bathrooms is the crypto museum. Which I did not know that. And we get there and I'm looking around like, well, there's a sign for it. There's this giant Bigfoot statue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, which door is it? Because we got there right when it opened. And yeah. I'm like, it looks like you walked through this chicken place. And sure enough, there's even a sign that says, if Big J's is closed, walk around to the other side of the building. Because there's a door over there on the other side of the building. So you can go in that way and go right to the museum, or you can cut through Big J's to get there.
Okay.
So I'm like, and then the even weirder thing is there's two levels to the museum. So one level is the back, like, you know, behind Big J's, like, chicken storage area.
Yeah.
And then the other is on top of Big J's. So when you go up these stairs, you're literally on top of Big J's chicken, and that's where the other part of the museum is. So,
holy crap.
But it is a sight to behold, and it is jam-packed with all kinds of cryptozoology business. And I'm telling you, if you're in Portland, Maine, you should go check it out. It really is fascinating.
What was the most interesting thing you saw there?
That's a good question. Oh, they had there'll be, you know, one person in particular who may be listening to this today will find this the most fascinating. They had footprint casts of the Jersey Devil.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's a horseshoe kind of thing because it's a horse-like creature.
Yeah.
And they had casts of the hoof prints of the Jersey Devil.
Right.
That, I thought, was fascinating. Totally fascinating. And did you know the Jersey Devil has a counterpart in Europe, and they had a cast of that as well?
Really? What's that one called?
I don't remember. It was some kind of German thing. Yeah, something like that. So, for whatever reason, I mean, there was a lot of stuff there. There was all kinds of Bigfoot stuff, and because that's kind of, you know, one of the big things there, obviously. And there was the Montauk Monster, and there's all these different cryptids. You know, giant Loch Ness Monster and the eels and whatever have you. But I found that the most fascinating was this plaster cast of the Jersey Devil hoof prints.
Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
Is it real or not?
The thing about the Bigfoot thing, you know, is, you know, could it be a big ape or something in the woods? Who knows? The Jersey Devil is just this crazy amalgam of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A winged horse kind of weird-ass thing. So, I don't know. It was pretty interesting. So.
And it like flies, supposedly it flies or something.
Right, yeah. It's got wings. It flies. Yeah. So, but I mean, it had a lot more stuff than that. I mean, you have to go take it all in. There is a plethora of things there. Right. Including some, you know, like autograph things. But the funny thing, you know, I was telling you before we started recording is that the guy who created the museum and whose most of the artifacts are his is a guy named Lauren Coleman. And if you watch any of these documentaries, you'll have seen him. He's got a beard and white hair. He looks like a professor. And he's from Decatur, Illinois, where, you know, I'm from. And he went to high school with my father-in-law. And so my son and I were debating whether or not to mention this because, you know, I've talked about my father-in-law. He's a great guy. But, you know, he can be a little bit intense every now and then. And I can only imagine that when he was in high school, it was a lot more intense. And so I wasn't sure if I wanted to mention that because poor Lauren Coleman probably was not, you know, fond of his intenseness is my guess. So
yeah, right.
You know, who knows?
But, probably got a swirly or something.
Yeah, probably got a swirly.
Got the pants or something.
Or, you know, I'm sure there was some choice words. You know, my father does not mince words with people most of the time. Yeah. So I'm sure he said something that was probably not the nicest, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the Crypto Museum. I sent you a postcard from there. I'm glad
yeah,
you got it.
Say, yeah, I saw the childlike writing on it. So,
oh, that was mine, yes.
Yeah, my son got the mail. He goes, Dad, what's this? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. What is it? Oh, wait. I made a postcard.
So, yeah. Well, the funny thing was we mailed that, and we were driving kind of just through the countryside, like cutting through. We actually were going up Route 1, which is like the Atlantic Coast Highway.
Yeah.
You've heard of the Pacific Coast Highway, right? Well, there is an Atlantic Coast Highway. Yeah. There's an Atlantic Coast Highway, I guess, called Route 1. And we were driving up that, and we stopped in this. We came, basically, we bought the postcard, but nope, they didn't have any stamps there. Which, I want to tell you, the number one thing... a piece of advice to anybody who sells postcards, sell postcard stamps for Christ's sake. You know what I mean?
Right,
so people
right.
can mail and have a mailbox so you can mail the damn postcard. So I had the postcard. We could not have a stamp. And so we're driving up the Atlantic Coast Highway. And it just almost like come out of nowhere. We're in this town square. But it wasn't a town square. It was like a park in the middle of town with everything built around the park.
Yeah.
And there was a post office. So we stopped and I got a postage stamp there and threw it in the mailbox. But, I mean, it was so small town. There was like only like one guy at the post office. And I go in and he's like, I'll be with you in a minute. He's yelling at us, like, he doesn't want, like we're bothering him, you know?
I'm getting high.
Yeah, hold exactly. On. And so this kind of crusty postal guy comes up. What do you want?
Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah, except he was a New England, you know, Maine guy, so he had a bit of an accent. I'm like, I just need the postcard stamp. 35 cents. Thank you. So I can't remember the name of the town, but it didn't get sent from Portland. It got sent from this little town that we happened to drive through on the way up to.
Thank you. Our, thank you for giving me.
Well, you would send us postcards every once in a while, but now that you don't go anywhere because you're in your hover round.
Yeah, the hover round can't go on the airplanes like yours.
Oh, yeah. So. So we're on our next. Thing which was to the haunted gravestone,
right?
And I'm blanking on the name of this stupid town, but anyway, my son wanted to see the haunted gravestone, so we stopped in this little town up Highway 1, and we did find the haunted gravestone, which was in a really old cemetery. It was really cool looking, and maybe I'll use that picture as the show art if I can find it.
I like to see this.
Yeah, and then the hilarious thing was when you turn around, there's the grocery store. I mean, it was literally like right in the middle of town. But this haunted gravestone, supposedly this guy whose gravestone it is burned a witch in that town, and her leg came out of the fire or something, and he... So now his gravestone always has this impression, like this stain of a leg on his tombstone, and they've replaced it, and the stains come back again. So it's kind of a weird coincidence there.
I would like to see a picture of this place.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. But then the funny thing is you walk up there, and it all looks very spooky and everything, and you turn around, and there's the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, just across the street. So that kind of takes the mood away there, you know.
Is it a Piggly Wiggly?
No, it's up there. It's a Haddon's or something like that. There's two grocery stores in Maine that we saw. One was called Shaw's and one was called Haddon's. Anyway.
Huh.
So that was interesting. And then, kind of the more funny things were our experiences while eating for some reason. We stopped at a Wendy's in Portsmouth, and my son and I are eating our Wendy's there quietly. For some reason I don't know what was up with this. I mean, all the people who worked at the fast food places were like my age. So, this guy who's probably, he had to be in his 40s, was like taking out the garbage or something. And it was like one of the newer Wendy's, so they had like a TV and whatnot. And we happened to sit near it. And it was the day that Trump was congratulating the Patriots on their Super Bowl win or something. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, I can't believe anybody showed up for that. I'm looking around like, who's this guy talking to? He was talking to me. And I'm like, I didn't even say a word. And then he takes the garbage away and he comes back by. He's like, oh, after all that Trump was talking about and these people showing up for this, I can't believe it. And I'm looking at my son and we're looking around but he was talking to me and I just like shrugged my shoulders and tried to finish my food and I'm like, let's get out of here, kid, you know.
The joke's on you, man. He's making like $25 an hour probably.
Yeah, it could be.
It's a lot. Deal with it.
So that was our first freaky situation. And then we were up in near Acadia National Park. Further up in Maine, and my son wanted to get Pizza Hut for some reason, so I'm like, sure, we'll go. There's a Pizza Hut like right down the street from the hotel.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's just run down there. We'll get some Pizza Hut if that's what you want. And so we go. I ordered online and we went down to pick it up. And I'm going to pay, and I give the guy my card. And, he does whatever he's doing to pay for it and gives me back. He's like, dude, he's like, that is the heaviest credit card I've ever felt. I'm like, what? That card's so heavy.
It's just my gravitational pull, my body.
I produce my own gravity.
Yeah.
What? And I know. And so I have a credit card that is partially made of metal. I don't know. Does everybody have this or no?
I've never seen this.
Well, I do. I have a credit card that contains metal, and so it is really heavy. It is a heavy credit card.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, it contains metal. He's like, wow, I've never seen one like that. It's crazy. He was like so intense with his fascination with my credit card. So
I want to do a selfie with you.
That's right. I'm like, it's okay. Calm down. But that was another weird fast food thing, dude. Yeah.
Dude.
Your credit card's so heavy. It's like that's all that guys can barely do is lift my credit card.
It's Maine, okay?
Well, we were out in the middle of nowhere, so.
Yeah, I was probably like, fuck. Come on, fuck.
And there was nobody there. I mean, we were totally off season, so there wasn't like a lot of people or anything, so.
Yeah.
I imagine that was probably one of the more fascinating things that happened that day, I'm guessing. I'm not sure.
Kick ass.
So, yeah, I was just like, what? I mean, it's just, the things. Yeah. The things people think about.
Yeah.
But my son was making fun of me because it was like I was proud that this credit card had metal in it. He's like, Dad, this guy is weird, but you were weirder because you're like, yeah, it's got metal in it.
You're embarrassing me, Dad.
It's like, why would you even talk to that guy?
Don't even talk to him, Dad. He's a jerk, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. It does. It's got metal in it. It's fascinating, isn't it? So he thought I was an idiot. So, no, yeah.
I didn't know there was cards with metal in it.
Well, you know, if you hang out with me, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, you get the metal credit card, so.
Yeah.
Just saying. Not only can I pay for the dinner, I could cut your throat with it, so it's all good.
Yeah, scrape your windows if you have ice and stuff.
Well, I could do that with a regular credit card. With this one, I could cut up your upholstery.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Bob, that's the good couch. Maybe you sit over here on the bad one, okay?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a multi-tool and a credit card.
You don't want that one in your front pocket, right?
Yeah. That's right. It could be like the guillotine or something.
Yeah, keep that one on a chain.
Yeah, so yeah, that was another weird happenstance of things there. But all in all, it was a very good trip. We got to see lots of things. We went on top of a mountain and saw, you know, forts and ships and submarines. And, I mean, it was all good. It was a good trip.
Next time go to Connecticut. Now, there's a lot of cool stuff in Connecticut.
Oh, well, I went because that's where my son wanted to go. So I just was kind of...
you're going to have a day for you, though, too. You know?
Like, no, I don't really want to do anything. I would just soon stay at home most of the time. So
yeah,
that's my ambition there.
Yeah.
But I was there to facilitate the traveling and the driving and the paying for things.
Back in my day, kids really didn't have a say as to where the stops were. And,
oh, really?
What the itinerary was. No, no.
He basically, him and his mother planned the whole thing. I literally was, you know, like the chauffeur/bank man.
Do you know how many freaking times I've driven through the Wisconsin Dells when we were not allowed to stop once?
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
I didn't get to stop. I didn't get to go there until I was like 21. I swear to God. Yeah.
No, we went. I mean, basically, any place he wanted to go, I'm like, yeah, we'll go.
Cool. Well, that's cool. That's being a good dad. That's good.
Well, I try, you know. I mean, I like to go into those places too, so it wasn't.
That helps. You know,
totally. Although, I will tell you the worst part of the trip. Do you want to hear the worst part?
Sure.
So, you know, we flew out to Boston and then drove from Boston around places and flew back home.
Logan
International, yeah. So,
on
our way out of St. Louis, we go through security.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where they get these people, and I can't imagine, you know, at the end of the day, going home knowing that I'm going to touch Bob Lament's junk. Would make me feel like I have a satisfying career.
Yeah. Did he touch your moobs?
No, he touched my penis.
How much did that cost?
It was free.
Oh, the first time's free. No way.
Yes, so I went through, you know, they scan everybody. This whole process is insane, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be, like, taken away at some point for talking about this, but they scan everybody. So they see you naked, right? If you go through security nowadays, there's a bunch of Miles titles on the other side of that wall looking at everybody naked, just so you know.
Great.
You should really get a job there. Now, unfortunately, the real pervy people are the ones who are patting everybody down after they see you naked.
So, hell, I work here for free.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is I go through the thing, and then it shows you this picture of an outline of, you know, an androgynous blob. And then it puts little colored highlights on the areas that they need to pat down.
Oh, no.
Well, mine was right there from pocket to pocket. He's like, as you can see, sir, we have to, you know, we have a reading that means I need to pat you down. We can go to a private room. I'm like, no, just do it here. And so the guy proceeds. I'm going to take the back of my hand and rub it across the area.
They put the lotion in the basket.
So, yeah, so from pocket to pocket on the front of my person.
How many times do you go back and forth?
Twice, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. Because their scanner was out of whack or something. And then the worst part was, the worst part was my son witnessed everything.
Oh, father, the shame.
Oh, that's right, exactly. Oh, father.
So the shame.
We go through security, and he leans over to me when we sit down at our gate waiting, you know, to get on our plane. He's like, I never thought I'd watch my dad get patted down on his gonads. I go, son, it's part of the game here.
Yeah.
But believe me, that did not set the tone very well for the start of everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta do it, you know.
Well, no, it's stupid. It is totally asinine. It is the dumbest thing ever.
Stupid metal credit card they saw. And they're like, okay,
I put that in the scanner. It wasn't in my pocket. They make you... Have you traveled recently?
I have not flown since 1993.
Okay, that makes it... Okay, so nowadays, I've flown a couple times even in... I went to Canada internationally in the age of, you know, security, heightened security.
Yeah.
You take your belt off, your shoes off, empty everything out of your pockets.
Yeah.
You get the millimeter scanning, the naked scanner.
Yeah.
And you get some dude with a bad 70s stash touching your junk.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, and I'm like, look, do you remember the guy named Toby on The Office? He was the HR guy on The Office. Everybody, Steve Carell's character always made fun of him. His name was Toby. And anyway, it looked like Toby with a mustache.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and I'm like, let's keep America safe here. Bob Lament, come on. Thankfully, on the way back from Boston, they just scanned me, and there was no big deal. So,
yeah.
Now I can tell you, I've flown to Canada during this, you know, heightened security time period. Canada, no big thing. They're most polite people.
Yeah.
Going through security, it was, you know, was a dream leaving Canada to come back going through security.
Right.
United States, everybody is like a weirdo and a pervert that's working these things, and they don't even want to be there, you know what I mean? Half of them don't. You know, internationally, oh, come here, sir, come forward, please, you know, and all very nice. Where are you going? How was your trip to Canada? How was, you know, I'm having like, it's like a little chat show with Robert Frost or something, you know?
Yeah, they're up to something now.
Or David Frost. What's his name? David Frost? Anyway.
They're kind of trippy up, man.
No.
I
don't know how you could feel any safer by... Come on. These people don't make a lot of money doing this. You know what I mean?
It's like the great escape of those two guys trying to get out of the train, and the German guy is like, oh, I'm going to go trip.
Exactly.
Exactly what those Canadians are doing, okay?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah. So anyway, but, you know, the guy at Wendy's who was talking to me probably made more money than these TSA people do.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you're not getting, it's not quality.
Yeah.
It's all a farcical. So yeah, so I got, and that was in St. Louis, which was, you know, I'll probably run into that guy at some point, you know. I'll be like, oh, I remember you, you know. I patted you down.
The both guys got to feel the big one, I guess, huh?
Well.
Yeah.
Well, that guy did. He was the only one that gave me the pat down, so. Yeah. I think he wanted me to do the private thing. I'm like, no, just do it here.
Body cavity search.
Yeah. Like, you can have a private room. I'm like, that's all right.
Come on, do it.
Can I get Helga to do mine?
Get that chick with the tattoos over here, man.
That's right. No, there's this like really short, fat woman doing all the women. She was patting down all the women.
Sure.
Yeah. So. But anyway, that was probably the worst part of the trip, and that was the beginning, you know, just getting out of town.
Yeah.
So, but otherwise, all very good.
Yeah.
Although I was dreading leaving, flying back out, I'm like, you know, for Christ's sake, I'm going to get, you know, fondled again. You know, back in the 70s, they had after-school specials about that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's just part of the security search.
Yeah, you got to pay to do that, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
You know, there was guys that got paid, you know, made a lot of money on those kind of videos back in the day, so.
Right? Yeah, no fooling.
Now it's just rigor to, you know.
Yeah.
Du jour going through screening. Everybody gets to watch you get the pat down. There's no money left in it.
Nice.
So that's the trip in a nutshell.
As yeah.
We're